All right, y'all ready? All right, praise the Lord. Great to see y'all here this evening and those of us that are online. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing We Are an Offering.
We lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you. We are an offering, Lord, use our voices, Lord, use our hands, Lord, use our lives, they are yours. We are an offering.
Covers me.
covers me. It 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 covers me. Amen.
Yes, yeah, amen. That's good. Praise the Lord. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine.
Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today.
Amen. That's a good one. Any pick of hymns this evening? All righty. Yo. Did you have one? No, you don't have one? Okay. Yeah, we can definitely sing it. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to have to look at the screen, though. I don't have it printed.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, he will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And his word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that his love is everlasting and his mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. through the darkest night. His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands. With the eyes of faith, I can clearly see that God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good all the time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's good. Any others? All right. Well, praise the Lord.
Father, thank you very much. All right, here we go. Good to see each and every one of you tonight. We've got a real good crowd over next door in the WANA program, so we knew that they would show eventually, and this was the Wednesday night they all showed. So there's a big group over there. So praise the Lord for that. Amen.
We only got one missing. See, over here.
Say, Paul, come on now. Come on now, Paul. All right, let's see here. Praises. We've got our WANA program.
Amen.
WANAs. What else to praise the Lord for?
Praise for the cooler weather. It's been cool.
A little cooler weather. It's heating up, though, man.
We ain't getting them triple digits right now.
No. Yeah.
I don't know. John turned the heat on. He's cold nature, man.
I tell you what, it was... Yeah, it was warm this afternoon. Tomorrow's even going to be hotter. That's the temperature humidity index tomorrow. Will probably hit 100. It won't be 100, but it'll feel like 100. And that's just hard to imagine. Here it is. It'll be September the 21st and feel like 100. I know it. Not to be racist or anything, but didn't you call this Indian summer? When it's like this, Indian summer. All due respect to Native Americans, call it Indian summer. I don't know why, but that's just what we've called it. Yeah, yeah, amen. Not going to change it to the Commander summer, amen. Washington Redskins, the Washington Commanders, we're not changing it to Commander summer, so it's still Indian summer. Yes, Frank? Okay, Indian summer. But I've heard of a heat wave late in the summer as Indian summer. Yeah, yeah.
But I think late summer usually is pretty warm.
Well, it is around here. It's been hot around here.
We should be hot in Indian summer.
Amen. Cooler temps. I think next week it's going to be 91. Woohoo! Amen. What else? Other praises? Anybody else? Good to have you folks with us online tonight. Good to see you. All right, online folks.
Amen.
All right, prayer requests then.
Kathy got some. You got some, right? You got
four.
Speak in.
He's in trouble.
She's going to hit you with it.
Pray for my Aunt Betty.
Aunt Betty.
Friday is the service at 2:30.
The service is
for my Uncle Mike, yeah.
Friday?
Yeah. She's doing good, so.
This is for your uncle?
Mm-hmm. Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike. And where's it going to be?
At Brookside off of 59.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brookside, beautiful. Uncle Mike's service, 2:30. You got it.
Oh, and Kelton's sister also passed away.
Oh.
Yeah, though she had the dementia. She's had it for probably 10
Kelton's
years.
Kelton's sister?
Mm-hmm.
How old was she?
68.
Oh, my soul. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Her service is Tuesday at 10 in Tomball.
Tuesday at 10. Where at?
Klein, right there on Main Street.
Okay. Tuesday at 10.
It's Debbie Garcia is her name. Probably 10 years.
Well, she was young with it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie.
What's her name? Debbie? Garcia.
I'll pray for Jackie's family, too, because she's dealing with the same thing. Jackie McBride.
Jackie McBride?
Yeah.
Is it a parent, Miss Jackie?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Parents. And it is dementia. Are they in assisted living? No? Still in it? Your brother. Well, wow, that's amazing.
Pray for him.
Yeah. What's his name? Michael.
Yeah.
How many siblings are there?
Four of us.
Four of you, and y'all tag team it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Very good. All right. Want to continue to pray for Maddie as she recovers from her surgery? All right. Gallbladder surgery. All right, all right. What else? What else? Yes, Ronnie.
Vaculic family.
Vaculic.
Letha's ear is actually getting worse.
Oh, no.
She can't hear absolutely just like zero out of it right now.
Out of the one ear?
The one ear they're trying to treat.
It's a left ear?
Yeah, the left ear. So the shots, I don't know. And she's gotten a sore throat and sinus. We don't know if that's medication causing that. We just don't know yet. So she didn't even go to work today either. So... she's going tomorrow morning, so we'll find out. And then I went to the surgeon this morning. They want to do surgery next month. It's no. Well, can you wait till January? I don't want to be hopping along during Christmas. They want to put like a 4-inch incision where my calf is to dig that nerve. You know how you have carpal tunnel on your wrist?
Yeah.
They want to do it on my leg.
Carpal tunnel in your leg.
Yeah, it's pretty. Wow. Well, pretty same thing. And then they're going to be like a 1-inch incision on top of my foot.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're trying to get from there to the beginning and the end of where
the pain is. Try to free those nerves up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to happen when?
I'll put it off to January.
All right.
I didn't want to. But anyway, that's what he said.
Okay. Amen, brother. All right. What else? What else?
Yeah. Lori's having a doctor's appointment this coming Wednesday for allergies.
Okay, Lori.
Hoping for different medication.
I don't know if this might be the reason.
Allergies. Cancer. All right, what else? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just found out. Not that long ago. Mark is on hospice.
Who is now?
Mark.
This is your brother-in-law? Last name?
Qualls.
Qualls, yeah. Mark Qualls. How long has he been on the hospice?
Maybe... a month at the most.
Is this liver related? Liver failure?
Well, no? You know, I'm guessing that's what it is.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, I'm not even 100% sure. Supposedly, he has a small bleed.
Oh,
in
okay.
His brain.
Okay.
And Brooke has him on DNR. So yes, after this, then there'll be only one brother left.
Okay. All right, Mark Qualls, hospice, brain bleed.
Yeah.
All right, we'll lift him up.
She don't want to mind.
What else?
Are you got Maddie down, sir?
I do have Maddie. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. Our unspoken.
Yes, sir. Unspoken.
And our shut-ins.
Unspoken. Shut-ins. Okay.
And pray for the school.
School.
Keep them in prayer. And the Wanas are going good. Ron Wade's over there. And
yeah.
Loopy. And, man, they got a – it's going on over there. I went over there just for a moment. Shoot. They're running. They were running and ripping. They're having a good time. Amen. Anyway, I'll pray for my mom. You know how – you know, people, the elderly people, people passing on and stuff like that, and you're in your 80s. You know, when you're living by yourself and you start thinking about, you know, all these funerals going. Every time a couple people pass on, I got to deal with this with my mom. I said, Mom, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I said, you know Jesus. I said, I always say, if you know Jesus, hey, you're going to be, if it's your time to go, you're going to be in a better place.
Amen.
I mean, don't worry about it. Amen. But anyway, she worries about that.
Ain't no changing it, is there?
No.
There ain't no changing. You can worry about it all you want, but
that's
there ain't no
right.
changing.
You know,
time marches on.
Time marches on. Amen. But she really gets down and out. Yeah. And pray for Kevin. He's doing okay, but just keep in his prayers. And Paul and Jacob and Steve and Stevie Fountain. We just lift him up.
Jacob.
No.
Yep. All right. We got it?
Is it?
Is that it? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer then. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can just have a time of worship tonight, middle part of the week. And Lord, we're thankful for all the adults that would be in here, our servant next door in the Awana program. And Lord, we pray that anyone in here, Lord, that feels led or wants to get involved over there, Lord, I pray that they would be encouraged to go check it out and try it, get involved in the Awana ministry, Lord. We just, we're thankful for that ministry next door. We give you praise for all the kids that are here. We thank you for all the seeds of salvation that will be sown in their hearts. Lord, we pray that many of them would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because of this Awana program right here. Lord, we may not get to see it, maybe years down the road before they finally walk the aisle of a church or get saved at a youth camp or a VBS at another church, Lord, whatever it may be. But, Lord, it's a privilege and an honor to be on the ground floor of somebody's spiritual awakening. So we just praise you and thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to be a part of what's going on next door. We do praise you and thank you for that grace. We thank you for our salvation, Lord. We praise you for the changing of the seasons, and Lord, we can tell the old sun's starting to retreat a little bit in the sky as the fall equinox gets ready to hit tomorrow, and then days are really going to start getting shorter, so we praise you for that, Lord. We're looking for some cooler temperatures, and Lord, we just give you praise in advance. We're going to see 91 next week. It's been a long time since we've seen that, so we praise you and thank you for 91 coming. We do pray for rain. Lord, we pray you'd continue to send those refreshing showers across this old dry, parched earth called the state of Texas and certainly around this Houston metro area. Lord, just let it come. Let it come a rain and just water everything back up green. We'd love to see it back green before everything goes dormant for the 2 weeks of winter we have here, Lord. So we're praying for rain. Lord, as we think about these funeral services coming, we lift up Aunt Betty to you. Uncle Mike's service, 2:30 on Friday. Lord, we pray that that service would be edifying. It would be Christ-centered. There would be much use of your word to comfort people and seeds of salvation sown in that service, Lord. And also for Kelton's sister, Debbie Garcia, her funeral as well, Tuesday at Klein's. Lord, we pray for the same kind of prayer that it would be it will point people towards Christ, show people that there's a source of hope and comfort even in death. And so, Lord, we just lift those services up. We pray for those families. We pray you'd comfort them, Aunt Betty's family, Kelton's family, Lord. You'd be with him, help them through this difficult time. Lord, as we think about Jackie McBride's family and specifically her brother Michael, taking care of her parents, both with dementia, we pray that you give them, Lord, what they need. Give Michael what he needs, Lord, that patience that passes all understanding. You give him that strength. You give him the willingness to see the ministry to his parents through. And Lord, when it gets to a point where he can't and all the kids can't, Lord, I pray that you would just open the door to a place where they could go that would care for their needs. So, Lord, we lift that situation up to you. Pray for your help there. Lift up Maddie Breyer to you tonight. We're praying for her recovery. And, Lord, we're praying that you might just heal her body up from this surgery. And, Lord, just set her back on a path of health. And we're continually praying for this mass on her spine, praying that would be nothing but benign. So, Lord, we lift Maddie up to you tonight. Pray your healing hand upon her. Lord, we do pray for Alita tonight in this situation with her left ear, unable to hear from it. Doctors believe a virus is in it, receiving injections for it, taking all kinds of medicine. Lord, we pray you might spare this ear. You might reverse what's going on here. You bring it back to full health. Give her that hearing back in it, Lord. We lift that up to you, Lord. We pray that. We know you can touch her, Lord, so we're asking for your touch upon Miss Alita. We lift up Ronnie to you in this impending surgery that he's got coming up to release these nerves in his calf and in his foot. It's causing all this numbness and, Lord, just difficult time for him. We're praying that just get his body ready for that. And Lord, that be the right plan of care for that situation. We continue to pray for Ronnie Holman, Lord, and pray that you might touch him and heal him from this cancer that he has. We pray for his wife, Nancy, that you would strengthen her and help her as she helps her husband. We pray a hedge of protection around their home. And Lord, we just pray that nothing else at this time would come against them. We lift up Lori to you tonight, this doctor's appointment that she's got coming. Lord, we pray that you'd give that physician wisdom and discernment on how best to treat her for these allergies, as the allergies are really starting to kick in and get bad. So, Lord, we lift that situation up to you this evening. And then, Lord, we pray for Mark Qualls on hospice with brain bleed and all kinds of health issues. We pray you give old Mark that help and that love as he goes through that valley of the shadow of death, Lord. We pray you be there right with him. And, Lord, when he can't go any further, we pray you carry him on home. So, Lord, we lift Mark up to you. We pray for his family. We lift up Mary to you tonight as she's sharing that request. Pray you just be with that family and help them during this time of need. Those with unspokens, Lord, we're thankful that we can bring them to you tonight and silently lay them back at your feet. We thank you that you hear us. Lord, we know that you're for us and not against us, and so we praise you for that. Lord, help us just rest in the fact that you're sovereign and in control, and that, Lord, you know best, and your timing is always perfect. So, Lord, we give those unspoken requests to you tonight. Pray for our school next door, Lord, New Hope Christian, and we pray you just continue to help it have a good year. Lord, we pray you help us with our staffing shortages in our high school area. Lord, we pray for a high school teacher, educator, facilitator, Lord, with some math experience, Lord. We just pray for that and pray that you might provide that to us. Send somebody our way that'd be a good fit. Help us out. So, Lord, we're lifting that up to you tonight. We lift up Miss Jeanette to you, James's mom. We pray for her. Lord, we pray that you would just give her that peace as she thinks about her friends and neighbors and people she knows. She's getting up in her 80s, starting to outlive folks and starting to wonder. So, Lord, we pray that you just, her relationship with you would be more and more real each and every day to her. She'd be able to lean into that and hold on to that. She thinks about these folks that are moving on before. And then, Lord, we pray for those that are struggling with addictions, Lord. We lift up Kevin to you. We pray for Paul. We pray for Jacob. Pray for Steve and Stevie Fountain, Lord. We pray for these young guys, these men. Pray that you would turn their lives around. Lord, help them get on a path of sobriety. Lord, help them find accountability group. Lord, just help them, help them get to the end of themselves so they can start to have their lives back. And Lord, we pray in the midst of it, you might save them, those that are lost. You might touch them and bring them to Christ. So, Lord, we pray they'd give up one thing and they'd receive another. And we give you the praise and glory for it. We are thankful for Kevin and his gains that he's making in his situation and his circumstances. And, Lord, we pray that you just continue to help him along, help him not have a setback, relapse. Lord, we just pray you help him go forward. So, Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you that we can be in it. And, Lord, we pray you open our hearts and minds to it. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen, amen. All right, we're in Leviticus chapter 20. Leviticus chapter 20. We'll just introduce this chapter tonight as we think about what's going on here. I'll read a few verses from it. We'll try to read some more of it on Sunday p.m., okay? This coming Saturday, announcements. This coming Saturday, we've got our game night starting at 6, going to 9. And then Sunday morning, 6 to 9, isn't it, the game night, 6 to 9? Yeah. And then Sunday morning, we will be observing the Lord's Supper. So we invite you to come out for that. Lord's Supper on Sunday morning. All right. So Leviticus chapter 20, have you found it? Let's look at it just a little bit here. It says chapter 20, verse 1. I'll take it down to verse 10. We'll read 10 verses, I guess. It says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also say to the sons of Israel, any man from the sons of Israel or from the alien sojourning in Israel who gives any of his offspring to Molech shall surely be put to death. And the people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will also set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people because he has given some of his offspring to Molech, so as to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. We've talked about that previous, what that means. That's kind of abortion outside the womb, so to speak. Verse 4, if the people of the land, however, should ever disregard that man when he gives any of his offspring to Molech, so as not to put him to death, then I myself, notice what it says, verse 5, then I myself will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut off from among their people both him and all those who play the harlot after him by playing the harlot after Molech. So in other words, if you're not going to uphold taking this gentleman and stoning him to death, then you are accessories of the crime. And I'm going to hold you accountable is what God's basically saying. As for the person, verse 6, as for the person who turns to mediums, and to spiritists who play the harlot after them, I will also set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Whenever we see cut off from among his people, he's talking death here. They're being cut off from among people, so they're dying, okay? Verse 7, you shall consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my statutes and practice them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. If there is anyone who curses his father or his mother, he shall surely... look at that. Be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood guiltiness is upon him. If there is a man who commits adultery with another man's wife, verse 10, one who commits adultery with his friend's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Now, that's a good chunk of scripture. We'll try to get 11 through 20 on Sunday night and then following Wednesday night, come back and read 21 through 27 as we kind of work through the chapter. Now, as we begin with this Leviticus chapter 20, as we think about it, we're talking about what? Well, we're talking about capital punishment, all right? Now, one sure way to start an argument is to introduce a very controversial topic. I'm not looking for an argument tonight. Please help me, Lord. Don't want that going on, right? But you understand what I'm saying. Introduce a very controversial topic into the conversation. You want to have an argument at a family gathering this Thanksgiving? Get you out a controversial topic? Start batting that thing around, right? You'll have people leaving in a huff and may not be back for years before they come back to another Thanksgiving, right? One such topic is that of capital punishment. Now, since capital punishment is the central theme of Leviticus chapter 20, there may be the perception that we're approaching a very sensitive subject. Now, actually, I don't believe that our text has very much to say regarding the contemporary debate over capital punishment. I really don't. In fact, I want to settle this issue before we even begin to study our text. I don't think that Leviticus chapter 20 was recorded to convince 21st century Christians of the need for capital punishment any more than I believe that the primary purpose of Genesis chapter 1 and 2 is to refute the theory of evolution. I don't believe that's why God put that word out there, right? God's word is God's word. God's word is eternal. It is His truth, right? It stands, right? Amen? The word? So, what should be clear is that the Old Testament in general, and our text in particular, requires capital punishment in a number of instances. The issue, however, is whether or not the capital punishment of Leviticus can be viewed as timeless and universal so that what God commanded Israel to observe is also binding on those who live in New Testament times, particularly our time. Now, some would dogmatically maintain that Old Testament texts, such as the one before us in Leviticus 20, can be viewed that way. All right? They view Old Testament texts such as ours and do make capital punishment a mandate. Now, I believe it is a mandate. But let us beware in being too dogmatic on the basis of our text, since our text may take us further than we want to go in considering capital punishment. For example, are we willing, and we'll see this further in the text as we go through chapter 20, are we willing to insist on capital punishment for every offense which is listed in chapter 20? We may insist that God's word requires the life of the murderer. Yeah, we all probably agree on that. But do we also insist that the couple who has physical relations with each other while the woman is having that time of month, here in chapter 20, they're supposed to be cut off, dead. So you got to be careful. You got to keep the balance. It begs the question, are the regulations for the woman's monthly time, are they still in effect? I would say they are not. All right? They are not. That's part of the Mosaic law that does not apply to New Testament Christians. So back to capital punishment. The New Testament does seem to suggest that even heathen governments have the right to execute criminals. In John chapter 19, verse 11, our Lord implied that Pilate had the legal right to take human life in the form of capital punishment. So too, the Apostle Paul seems to say that government may bear the sword so as to be able to pronounce and execute the death sentence per Romans chapter 13, verse 4. But let's think back to chapter 19. Remember back Leviticus 19? We studied that, right? That last chapter. We said when we studied that, we said the New Testament either accepts or rejects or revises a particular teaching or command of the Old Testament. Now, it's my perception that the New Testament modifies the teaching which we find in texts such as Leviticus chapter 20. So back to it. Back to Leviticus 20. The principal issue addressed by Leviticus chapter 20 is not whether or not government should execute men for their crimes, but whether or not God executes men for their crimes. And I'm here to tell you, He does. He does. And if God does execute men for their crimes, as both the Old and New Testaments demonstrate, then we had best devote our attention to discovering the reasons why He does so. Amen, amen? So why should we identify those reasons is so we can avoid committing any of these capital crimes. Therefore, identification and avoidance will be the direction, right? That's what we want to think about, right? And so as we think about it tonight, and we'll end with the context and structure of chapter 20. The context of Leviticus 20. Chapter 20, it falls into the broader context of chapters 18 through 20. So 18, 19, and 20. Those three chapters kind of hang together, which stress the practical outworkings of this thing we've really been talking about a lot as we've been going through this section, and that's holiness. But it's not just God's holiness, it's the people of God's holiness. It's their holiness in the everyday life of the Israelite and how our everyday holiness ought to be something. Amen? Well, yeah, there ought to be something. So when we thought about chapter 18, that has a focus primarily on the family, right? We talked about those family relationships. Chapter 19, we just covered, approaches holiness from the standpoint of one's neighbor. One's neighbor. And in chapter 19 chapter 19 requires that his holiness be reflected by his people loving their neighbor. Amen? Yeah? Yeah. So then we get to chapter 20. And chapter 20 follows up the teaching of the previous two chapters by prescribing the punishment for the capital crimes forbidden, which have been outlined in these chapters leading up to this point. And so the serious nature of the punishment of these crimes serves to strongly underscore the importance of obeying the commands found in these chapters for the people of Israel, for the Israelites. And some of this is going to translate over into the New Testament. Yes, yes? And so when we think about the structure of chapter 20, and we'll be done right here tonight, we see the prohibition. What's the prohibition? That's Molech and mediums, verses 1 through 6. Don't be messing around offering your kids to Molech. Don't be messing around with them mediums and spiritists, right? Prohibition. And then we have an exhortation as we go through the chapter. Exhortation to be holy. Obey God's statutes. That's verses 7 and 8. And then we come back to another set of prohibitions. Sins against the family, verses 9 through 21. And then, switching gears, as God often does, we have another exhortation to holiness, to keep God's ordinances, verses 22 through 26. And then, switch it back, we have prohibition of mediums again. These people must be executed, verse 27. And then, as we think about verses 1 all the way through verse 27, the structure of it, what are some observations on it? What are some observations? And that, my friend, is where we'll pick it up next time. Amen? Observations, Sunday night, we'll begin there. Amen, amen? Are you game? Hopefully everybody is for capital punishment. I'm not going to get accosted on the way out, am I? Right? Yeah. Great state of Texas. My daughter's studying criminal justice. She was telling me there's one state in the union that the one being put to death, he or she has three ways which they can pick. I did not know that. I did not know that. I've got to Google that. What state in the union allows you to choose your form of being dispatched, form of being executed? Firing squad, lethal injection, and it may be the chair. Yeah, yeah. And I cannot remember the state. But do they? Yeah, amen, amen. All right, all right. Very good. Observations, I need to put stop here. Stop. All right, let's close it out with a word of prayer, shall we? Amen? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your church. Lord, we pray you keep them encouraged. Lord, help us as we leave this place tonight. We seek to leave in safety. Lord, we seek to have good sleep tonight, good rest. Help us rest well. Help us finish out the week strong. Lord, when we see those people struggling around us, Maybe we think about others, slow down, take the time to help, encourage, and just be a blessing to somebody, as we sang about tonight. Make me a blessing, Lord. Make us all a blessing the rest of this week. Thank you for all you do. Be with those shut-ins, Lord, watching with us tonight. We praise you and thank you for them. Lord, just be with them. We thank you for their support and their prayers. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Or you folks are dismissed. Have a great evening. May.